Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We are joined now and for the next hour by friend of the show, ESPN senior writer, Andre Snellings. Dr. Andre Snellings to you. What's up, Dr. Dre?
Doing good. What's up, fellas? Y'all been having a heck of a conversation this morning. I want to get in on it.
What did you want to get in on?
Man, I want to get in on all of it. You know, the hoops is one thing, but I want to talk about, you know, black mermaids. Mm-hmm. Key, I can't believe you ain't know that there was a black Spider-Man. Miles Morales been around for a minute. And it's going to hit you in the head when they pull out that black Superman they've been talking about.
Well, that's where I draw the line, damn it.
in general, though, you learn a lot because a lot of times they don't, you know, they don't really tell us. So if you're not up on it, there's certain things in life that you just, like, think about it. I never knew that there was a black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma once upon a time. So you learn about things as you go along, right? Now, all of a sudden, hey, there's a black Spider-Man. Oh, really? Since when? Because all I've ever known is Peter. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, black Spider-Man's cool. Black Wall Street, that's a whole nother conversation that we need to have on another day because that's an important one to have.
Next thing you know, the best player in the world in the NBA might be black. You never know. Right now, he's a white guy, but soon he might be. Who knows?
Shocking.
Yes, if Tatum can beat Jokic, he can replace him as the best player in the NBA.
No, Andre Snellings. They might not, you know, he'd be like, he's half.
You know, Tatum still got to get there, man. You know, he still got a home game with up 3-2.
This is a big problem that white people have, I think. They don't want to claim, like, you know, remember the racial draft from Chappelle's show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, white people need to get in on that, right? With Obama, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want to draft them? Draft them.
Right, you know, it's his half.
That's half, that's right.
The black delegation.
Yeah, but no, the best basketball player in the world being white made me think about this story of Larry Bird and Charles Barkley and how Larry Bird was just angry, just talking under his breath. And Barkley was like, "What's wrong with you?" And Bird was like, "Y'all insulting me. Y'all done put a white guy on me."
You know what I'm saying?
You know, and he you know, if you really want to win, you can't do that. So, you know.
Larry Bird, one of the best trash talkers who ever lived.
Absolutely.
Whoever lived was insane.
Yeah, he would hurt people feeling on the court.
Yeah, got you in the torture chamber.
Quiet trash talk is the loud trash talk. That's not the one. When you quietly do it and you slick with your tongue in doing it, that's the one that gets under people's skin. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I was pretty good at it when I played, a little trash talking, but I was never allowed. I just walk past the dude and say, "Man, what type of shoes you wearing? You might be wearing ponies." Well, you might be the only dude wearing ponies because they ugly. And you out here in the NFL wearing ponies. So, you know, just little stuff like that. You know, that trash talking gets under guys' skin. You know, they think when the person talks loud trash talking, like KG would just completely get under people's skin because he would say stuff that just, burn you up. And it's quiet. It ain't even loud.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali, for all the loud stuff, the boisterous stuff and all that, when his best trash talking was like when he fought George Foreman and he told him before the bells ringing, you see him just steady talking to him. He's telling him, "Man, you've been watching me since you were a little kid. Looking
Absolutely.
Up to me, you're going to have Absolutely. To fight me now," right? And Ali's a big underdog. But, you know, Foreman will tell you, "Yeah, man, I was listening to that," right? Like, Ali's getting to his head.
That's
Absolutely. And you said KG was a quiet, loud, all type of trash talker. Yeah. Like, you can hear that joker from the top row.
So, Andre Snellings, I was very surprised. And Gabe Vincent, once I heard he wasn't going to play, I'm like, okay, Celtics going to win this game. Because Kyle Lowry has passed it. No Hero or Oladipo. They don't have another guy who can create, right? Who can dribble and and can create off the bounce and set up teammates. Not really. So I thought that would be a problem, and it was, but it was a bigger problem for Jimmy Butler than I thought it would be. He did not have a good game, and I figured they'd lose, but I figured he would go out swinging. That's not what happened. To what do you ascribe this?
Yeah. So first of all, the proverbial, the Celtics came out and punched him in the mouth on both offense and defense. And I'm like you, I really thought the Heat would respond. I thought that as long as they were within, you know, 15-ish points going into the second half, that, you know, they might be able to have a strong third quarter going to the fourth down eight and anything might happen. But it was the exact opposite. It was like they came out at the half and the Celtics kept punching and the Heat went away. They, Butler and Adebayo didn't even really play in the fourth. So I didn't see any of that coming. I thought the Heat would make it much harder on the Celtics to get this win. I thought the Celtics always had a strong chance to win this game at home, you know, 4-1. But yeah, I said it on the air yesterday. I thought the Heat were going to come in and, like, you know what, everybody talking about the Celtics, we about to go ahead and end this in five and get all of this talk over with. That's the exact opposite of what happened. And now the Heat might have a problem.
So now what? They're going back to Miami, 3-2, Heat are up. But the last time the Celtics were in Miami, they certainly enjoyed the sunshine, the beach, and the stadium winning the game. What happens now, though?
See, that's the thing. These two teams have been playing each other at this level for like 4 years now. This is the third time in the last 4 years, and it's always a close series. That was part of what was so jarring about the Heat being up 3-0, because it's not supposed to be that way. Not only were the Celtics supposed to be the better team, but these two teams have each other's number. They win on each other's home court. Home court advantage isn't so much a thing. So I expect the Heat to come out and give their best punch. For their sake, I hope that Gabe Vincent can play. I haven't heard an update on whether he'll be available because, yeah, without him, eventually next man up starts running into, well, we're running out of next men. So the Heat really do need Vincent to play. But more so, they just need to match that effort. Yesterday, when you saw Marcus Smart diving on the ground, getting steals, and more importantly, you saw Jaylen Brown diving on the ground. You saw fast breaks where 73-year-old Al Horford was, you know, beating everybody down the court to get tip dunks. That speaks to effort. That's normally the Heat's purview, and the Celtics beat them at their own game. So on Sunday, you know, in the next game, I'm expecting to see both teams playing at that upper level, and then it just kind of becomes about, you know, skill and execution.
Do you think that hustle, though, was indicative of we got one game and that's it? This is it for us, that if we lose, we go home? So they needed that extra giddy up?
Could be. You know, you never really know where the motivation lies, but we know the Celtics had to have it. And, I mean, you can just look at the box score. Four Celtics scored 21 or more points. You know, Jason Tatum had 11 assists. I've been on here talking with y'all about how what the Celtics are missing is that guy that could consistently create team offense, not just individual scoring. Mm-hmm. Well, Tatum was that yesterday. And so I think that we're going to see the best punch that the Celtics have on Sunday, and the Heat better be ready for it and ready to deliver their own.
And yet, Tatum
wait,
is
the game Sunday?
Saturday. I'm sorry.
Saturday, yeah.
I keep saying Sunday.
And Tatum's not really a point forward, right? Like, you know, Kawhi could do it. It wasn't his game. Tatum can do it. It's not really his game when he's at his best. You're right. The one thing the Boston team lacks is the dynamic creator from the point guard position on offense. But, Andre, there's no denying what you're describing in terms of their hustle and their effort and their desperation that they played with, the urgency the Celtics played with on defense. But what I was very surprised by was the lackadaisical play of the Heat on offense. Key pointed it out when we were discussing game four. He's like, listen, they started getting sloppy with the ball, the Heat did, in the third quarter of game four. Mm-hmm. So I figured this would be corrected in game five, but right from the beginning, there was a certain laziness about the offense, the passes in the half court that were getting picked off. I was very surprised by that. Why do you think that was, that they played on offense that way, the Heat?
Yeah, so part of it, again, ties back to Gabe Vincent. You know, he's their ball handler, and he's their starting point guard, essentially. So when you remove that, that's going to have an effect on a team. But, yeah, some of that is just attention to detail, right? Like, the Heat had 16 turnovers, and the Celtics were, like, killing them. Every time they got a turnover, it was leading directly to points. And so I don't know if that's a focus thing. I don't know if that's a sense that, hey, we don't have it tonight. Let's make sure that we are fresh and ready for game six. I think that's a losing way to play, so I hope that wasn't it. But whatever it was, the Celtics came and took it, and the Heat weren't prepared mentally to match the level that the Celtics were playing on.
Hey, you know, Dre, there's this myth out there in the Miami area, right, about when you go down to Miami, the Miami Heat, you play them, and there's a nightlife. There's an enjoyment life that's down there. And it's Memorial Day weekend that's taking place. And I don't know the Celtic team that well in terms of what they how they like to get down, if they like to hang out, whatever the case is. But it is Memorial Day weekend down in Miami. And they are playing in a playoff game. So I wonder if that will play into the game on Saturday. The itch to, you know, eat dinner a little later, maybe just a little bit later. I'm just asking, what you think?
I think that better not have anything to do with the game on Saturday. Not with these teams at this scale. You know, the Celtics are a younger team, at least among their stars, but they've been here. They've been at this level or beyond for most of the last 5 years. They know they can party in South Beach any weekend. And, I mean, you know, like that shouldn't even be a factor for them. You hear famous stories about NBA players and, you know, James Harden. I'm just saying, you know, you hear these stories. But I'm saying, dude, this game 6 of the conference finals. Like, this is elimination. I don't think they worried about, you know, what's going on at the club afterwards.
I'm not saying worrying about it. I'm just saying sometimes, you know, famously Michael Jordan, he goes to the casino in New Jersey and has a little fun before he plays the Knicks. All I'm saying is,
that's,
you know,
MJ, though.
I was about to say, he's a little just different.
That's,
you
know, MJ.
No, I'm just saying, though. I'm just asking a question to a guy that covers the NBA.
I have discussed a former someone who knew MJ, you know, who knows him.
Why did I ever mention MJ? Why did I just do that?
Who, by the way, who played with him, who said,
I blame you.
Who told me, I think that dude might be Satan. And I was like, yeah, it still seemed like he sold his soul to the devil. He goes, no. I mean, Satan himself. And he described a couple of days spent with MJ on no sleep, like literally no sleep for days in a row. And when it's time to sleep and everyone's crashing and they've been out part, MJ is working out. Right? Mm-hmm. On 48, 52, 60 hours, no sleep,
yeah,
and all kinds of stuff going on,
yeah,
but full steam, working. Everyone else is crashing. He's like an alien.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of guys are that way.
Space
though,
Jam, for real.
They work their tails off. I'm just saying, though, Snell.
I'm just saying that better not be the reason on Monday we're talking about the Celtics lost.
No, I don't think that it'll be the reason. And I didn't say club. I said a little extra late dinner. You know, maybe your dinner's at 7. And you should leave by 9, but you leave at 11:30 instead because, you know, you see some things differently. That's all.
All right, listen. Heat fans, the doctor is in. Tell him what ails you. 888-SAY-ESPN.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Andre Snelling's ESPN's senior writer in studio with us. Dre just put me up on Wu-Tang Clan. The series is over, huh? On Hulu?
Yeah. Season 3
was
it.
I didn't know it was over. Didn't seem like an ending to me, but I don't remember the ending.
What you doing this weekend, Snelzer?
You know, it's Memorial Day weekend, so, you know, got to get ready for the barbecue with the fam. Wait a minute. What's up, Pat? Like, I said barbecue. My man threw his hands in the air.
No,
like,
you said barbecue. You hear that, Yates? That wasn't a setup either.
I also saw him look at his phone. It's probably a text from you saying, yo, say barbecue.
Snap. My man put on a police hat and some sunglasses.
No, it's not.
I'm getting nervous in the studio, dog.
Hey, Max, it rolled right off his tongue. naturally. I'm getting ready for the barbecue.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to remember what who said it yesterday. Someone called in from Florida, a lady who was like at a certain age. You know,
no,
you,
we're not
when you're younger,
about his age.
Then
man,
you get a certain age.
Snell
you
is young.
Wait a minute. But so I don't know what I've stepped into. Like, what would you call it instead of a barbecue?
The question was this, and I think Marcus Spears had it right. Cookout versus barbecue.
I didn't know Marcus Spears was on here.
So did I say Marcus Spears?
You any dude that's big, you just associate.
No, no,
with
because
Spears.
We were looking for Marcus Spears. It was Chris Canty, and I actually texted Damian Woody, but Damian Woody was at a barbecue. No, Damian Woody was at the dentist at the time. The point is, Chris Canty said yesterday, if you tell him it's a cookout, and he gets there and it's really a barbecue, you didn't lie to him. You just didn't go into a lot of detail. If you tell him it's a barbecue and he shows up and it's a cookout, you lied to him. I understand
that. I feel that. I mean, because they're different. It's different levels. You know, it's a barbecue. Like, if my grandpa been, like, boiling the ribs and you know what I'm saying, like, letting them marinate all weekend, that's a barbecue. You know, if I get up and it's Sunday and my wife is like, hey, it's too hot to cook in here, throw some dogs and burgers on the grill, maybe that's a cookout. You know, like,
exactly.
but they're two different things.
Now, I don't want to go to a cookout. Cookouts are, put it this way. Going to a cookout, I'm not expecting to eat good food. I'm expecting Pat
burgers
type
and
stuff,
dogs.
Burger.
And, yeah.
Yeah, Pat. The Pat food.
I just don't know what cookouts y'all folks go to, man.
Man, I'm just telling you.
But Key also made the point.
Y'all West Coast cookouts must be trash.
Key also made the point, Dre, that there is a kind of scale issue. That a cookout is usually at a public park. It's larger. It's not in your backyard and that sort of thing.
That's not a cookout. I would say the larger scale to me would be more of a barbecue. That's like you're going to get a short set. You know what I'm saying? Like you're getting ready to meet up with the folks. Like if Yates, Key, and me say, you know what, we invite Max to the barbecue, we ain't really saying we invite him to the cookout. You know what I'm saying? Like the barbecue is a bigger thing.
Can you please say that again slowly? Because I said that yesterday and everyone's telling me I'm making it up.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's just me. But to me, like a barbecue is an event. And if you were inviting somebody, you inviting them to the barbecue. A cookout, that seemed like that's just, you know, that it could be a family thing.
But for Memorial Day weekend, it's an event.
Yeah.
You're not just taking and inviting your family. You're inviting all sorts of people, much like Yates. You came to my party. That's a barbecue.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was everybody. An exclusive event.
In his backyard and all that.
Hey, Snells, this man had made-to-order pizza, made-to-order salads, arugula, made-to-order drinks. They had a distilled tequila section. It was a lot of wild stuff going on that don't happen at a normal spot.
I'm about to say, that's an event that I want to go to.
But that's a barbecue because you're inviting many people. A cookout is small. It's not large. Okay?
No, this is you're flipping it now, Key.
Point.
Key, you said the opposite yesterday. You said a cookout was the larger event.
No. Barbecue's a larger event. It's larger, but it's more tame. It's family.
It's more intimate.
Yeah, it's more intimate, and it's the music is different or whatnot. So that's all. That's all I wanted to know, you know.
Yeah, the barbecue, you know, that's my Uncle Wiley, and I got out the smoker, you know what I'm saying? He got, you know.
Yes, preparation of the food is important.
So as you get ready for the summer, Snell, I got five things that is must, right?
Okay.
The individual's body's got to be right.
Oh, yeah.
They got to be, you know.
Got to hit the gym.
I don't care if you hit the gym for the 1 week. Your traps have got to be up here. You know, you got to look a certain way, right? That's just how it is.
You got to do
your
prep.
Your gear, the clothing that you wear, has got to be on point. Can't be all dusty and trashy looking with them Air Force Ones on with creases in it. You can't be wearing socks with tennis shoes. You just got it. Got to be right. It's got to be right. And then, you know, your extracurricular activity, whatever gets you right. If it's drinking a mojito, whether, you know, it's that or some other stuff. You know, you want to get into the other spaces. That's on you. You
got to set the vibe.
But your mind's got to be right. The food has got to be right. And then when you bring your crew with you, don't bring no weak people to the party. Mm-hmm. Don't bring somebody that a person look at and go, they got to be right.
It's a team effort. You're only strong as your weakest link.
And if you're a single guy, the people with you has got to be able to be the life of the party. And if you're a single gal, The muscles, them dudes, they got to look right.
But Key, you're doing like your point of view is from someone who's been a star since they were like 15.
No, I'm not talking star.
For the rest of us, if you show up with girls, stop it, man. You're the man. No, I don't care. I don't care. You don't know everything has to be right, man. Just show up with some people. Stop that.
No, Max. No, come on now. If you show up at as a single man,
yeah,
at an event,
all right,
with just a bunch of girls,
yep.
That ain't
99% of the people listening to us right now are like, yeah, man, that's great. Love that dude.
No,
yeah,
they gonna sit there. You don't want people.
Pat Yates, can you weigh in on this?
Weigh in on it.
Does someone say your single friend shows up with a gaggle of girls? It doesn't have to be exactly as Key describes. How are you feeling about that dude?
Well, I didn't get invited, so it doesn't matter.
Yates.
It really depends on, like, if it's a gang of five, three got to be cool, man.
You are, all of you, cool, are man. Just it's the same way about this as you are about food. You're snobs.
No, yeah, Max,
you're snobs.
Hey.
You got to be right.
No, I disagree. I think about food is the same thing. Like, you won't eat the you like official mac and cheese, but you won't
I'm
eat the stuff out of the package.
Oh, no.
Listen to me.
You got to have the baked mac and cheese, dog. You can't, you know, be pulling out Kraft.
Food is like, that ain't a barbecue. Food is like the party. It's the same thing. There's no such thing as standards,
Max,
only preferences. Will you guys stop?
They're going to murder you on social media right now.
I think I'm right. I think they know I'm right.
They're going to smash you.
Y'all done had a show together like for years now. Key, you ain't had this man over to have some real some real macaroni and cheese? Like,
no.
I know you ain't talking about Kraft.
I'm not denying the existence of real macaroni and cheese and its superiority.
I am saying there's no.
Yeah, go ahead.
Last time I ate with Max, he made fun at how I debone my fish. So,
oh, my God. Listen, Dre. Key ordered a branzino. Was it Branzino, right?
Yeah, Branzino.
Comes out with the bone and the head on and everything. Key, in about 2 seconds with his fork and knife, deboned it, but like a butter knife. But it looked like when a Tom and Jerry cartoon, when Tom fishes the fish out of the thing, just the bone. He eats the thing and pulls it out of his
Absolutely.
Mouth.
Absolutely.
It was
the
done
head
like
was
a.
Was still on it and everything.
I would
everything.
Expect nothing less. You got to be able to get all the meat off the bone. You know, if you come and eat
surgeon?
Chicken with me and when you get done, it's all type of meat. You ain't took the thigh bone out right. Like, you know, we might have a discussion afterwards.
Oh, no. Key can tell you if I'm eating, there's nothing left but the bones. I get it. I'm just saying Key took it out with a butter knife in 2 seconds like a Tom and Jerry cartoon. Like,
that's what's up.
Like the man's been eating Branzino for at least 30 years. Minimum 30 years.
Yeah, that part, you know, Key's had rich man problems for a long time. But
thank you.
I'm proud that he still brought the mindset. You know, he still brought the right mindset.
I can say this, though, before we move on. Max, you are completely wrong about number five and bringing sand to the beach. I'm just telling you, you are so wrong. You are so wrong.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't think there's such thing as standards, only preferences. I think that applies to food and other things. But you have standards. I understand. Andre Snellings, Dr. Andre Snellings, ESPN senior writer. He's in the studio with us the rest of the show. A lot of people want to weigh in on a lot of things, including the reaction to the Celtics and Heat Game 5. 888-SAY-ESPN. Doctor's in the house. He can prescribe you what you need. Call in, KJM.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. All right, Andre, lock it in. Who wins Game 6? Lock It is brought to you by Gorilla for the toughest jobs on planet Earth. Who wins Game 6, Dre?
Whew. I'm going to say the Celtics because I really want to see a game seven. But, you know, this is the Heat's best chance. So they're going, they should come out with better effort than the other night. But I just think that it feels like manifest destiny at this point, that this series should go the distance.
Lock it in, Dre. Who's winning?
Lock it in, Celtics. I'm going Celtics.
Dre's locking it in, Celtics. All right, time to play real or not real teams that need to blow it up. Nuno.
All right, real or not real, Andre, the Lakers need to blow it up.
Oh, not real. Not real. They were right there, and LeBron was still playing on a very hurt foot that was probably more hurt than was publicly let on. So I think that if they just brought the gang back, they could still be in the mix. But I do think some changes will happen, but not blowing it up.
Yeah, not blowing it up, Eddie. It's not real. I think when Snell's just said it, they were right there. You know, we just need to play better. I think if this group, maybe D'Angelo Russell is moved on from and we bring in somebody else, but as far as the core four guys, we keep them.
No, of course you don't blow this up. You have LeBron and AD, squeeze what you can out of it. And they just, you know, they were in every single game. They got swept, but were in every game against a juggernaut that has a very good chance to win the whole thing this year.
All right. The Warriors, real or not real, that they need to blow this up, Andre?
Not real, because at this point they're pot committed. I feel like the Steph, Dre, and Clay core, that's who they are. If they blow it up, then they're talking about a long rebuild. And I don't think that any of those guys are in for a long rebuild. So I think they need to keep what they've got, add to it, make it smarter, but not blow it up.
Not real. I don't necessarily know if they retain Draymond Green or he moves to Los Angeles to become a Laker. But the two guys in Clay and Steph Curry certainly is going to be a Golden State Warrior. Maybe there's a move with Poole, who knows? But for the most part, that core group, you keep intact and you figure out how to add some sprinkles to it to make it better.
I wouldn't blow it up, and I want Clay to get all his money, but that's what it's going to come down to, given especially the new CBA. What will Clay be willing to take? And if that number's reasonable, then you can keep it as is and win another championship in the next year or two. And if it's not, because he's not at that level of play anymore, and we'll see if he can return there, then it's going to be very difficult for the Warriors to put something together, because they missed on Wiseman and we don't know about Kuminga yet. It's going to be hard for them to put something together where they're getting over the top, but I would not yet blow it up.
All right, next team, the 76ers, real or not real, they need to blow it up, Dre.
Not real that they need to. It may be real that they're going to. I don't know. You hear all the rumors about James Harden heading back to Houston. They've already fired their coach. They have to keep Joel Embiid if at all possible. So I would say they were a team that could compete for the championship right now. So I would say they don't need to blow it up. But I think that if Harden leaves and everything else happens, then they might be blowing it up by default.
And I'm with you, Snell. I think blowing it up is by default, so it's real to me. James Harden going somewhere else. And even if James Harden were to come back, realistically, are they an NBA championship team? We've been talking about this for quite some time now. Are they an NBA championship team? They haven't gotten out of the second round in quite some time. So what is this?
I would not blow it up, but I would do something very specific. I would bring in Mike D'Antoni and retain James Harden. And bring in a defensive coordinator, basically. Because James Harden, with a D coordinator on the team, and Mike D'Antoni as coach, is going to get you way closer to a championship than you ought to get. Joel Embiid is going to make a huge difference there. And then the question is, because Harden ain't that dude for the fourth quarter and, you know, games 5, 6, and 7 in the finals, stuff like that. But I think Maxey could be. So I think it's in there. You got to unlock it.
I like that. I like that. That's worth the discussion. Mm.
All right, there's the other team in L.A., the Clippers. Real or not real, Dre, they need to blow it up.
I'll go real on this one just because you can only have so many swings at it, right? This is, what, year 4 or 5 with this core of Paul George and Kawhi Leonard? They can't stay healthy. It has not happened in 4 or 5 years. I think it might be time for them to get ready to move on. So I'll say real on that one.
I'd say not real because it's been health issues. Now, what are you going to get? See, it's very easy to say move on from one or two or maybe both of them or whatever the case may be. But what are you going to get to replace them? You're getting rid of two of the top players or one of the two of the top players in the NBA. What are you going to get in return? Who are you getting to replace that? I mean, you can say, well, I'll get somebody who's healthy, but they're not going to be that player if that player is healthy. So, no, I would say no, don't blow it up.
You guys are, or Dre, you're probably right. You're probably right, because at a certain point they just can't stay healthy. And by the way, even if they are, Kawhi is elite. Paul George is something a little less than that. Let's be honest. He's excellent. He's an all-star, but he's not an MVP-level player. Kawhi is when healthy, but he's never healthy. But I would say that the lesson of sports has been, to me, patience, 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 and just when you're running out of patience, more patience. Because the odds are one of these years they will be healthy. And what we just saw with the Nuggets, right? They never were. What would happen if they were? They are this year. They probably chip up at this point. They're favored to. Meantime, with Ty Lue and Kawhi and Paul George and this depth, we haven't seen what that looks like. And Westbrook, we haven't seen what that looks like. They might be the Nuggets next year, you know? We'll see.
So you're saying don't blow it up then,
don't,
Max?
Right, don't. Okay, it's crazy because I understand Dre's logic. The smart play is probably blow it up, but I don't know if it's the wise play.
Wisdom.
Mm. All right, we're playing Real and Not Real, teams that need to blow it up on KJM this morning. The New York Knicks, Dre, real or not real, they need to blow it up.
Not real, because they made real strides this last year. Jalen Brunson coming in was kind of a revelation and a breath of fresh air. I understand the people that say that, well, you know, Julius Randle or some of the others, maybe they might need to go to make the team better. I can see that, but I don't see blowing it up. I think they've got a core now that is moving in the right direction. They have to figure out a way to add to it, not necessarily, you know, start from the beginning.
Yeah, I would say not real. I wouldn't blow it up, but I would certainly look to move a piece or two to figure out how we could get better, because as constructed right now, it's fine. They make it to the playoffs. Yay! But they will not be able to beat the Celtics. They can't beat a strong Philadelphia team. And then obviously we saw where Miami is right now, and I don't think that they're a better team nor better coached as Miami.
In my entire life, the Knicks.
And I forgot about Milwaukee.
In my entire life, the Knicks have never been better positioned, except for a few moments of the Ewing era here and there, to win a championship, to bring in the thing that'll put them over the top. And let's talk about next steps. Guys, we know what it is. If you replace Julius Randle with a player who gives you a similar statistical profile but gives you a little more in certain other areas, the Knicks are right there already before they even bring in another top-flight guy. Julius Randle's three-point shooting is a little too volatile, and you know, the defense could be better, and so could some other things. But if Julius Randle could somehow, if the weight of his value could fetch you something like him but check certain other boxes, Knicks would be competitive with anyone in the East now, let alone if they go grab the big fish somehow, whether that's Giannis or Embiid or Luka or someone like that eventually.
Yeah, they've got a team that's built. So a team has to be top to bottom, right? The Knicks have all of the depth pieces, and they've got young guys with upside. And now in Jalen Brunson, they've got at least one of the leader and one of the key players. So whether it's Randle, whether it's Barrett, they need to get more out of that one and say third option. And, you know, I think they can build on that.
You said it. It's Randle and Barrett, Dre. Those are the two you got to flip into something better, you know.
All right,
let's be honest.
Last one, Grizzlies, real or not real, Dre, they need to blow it up.
Not real. I am worried about what we've seen, you know, happen with John Morant, and you know, there was a rumor that they had to do a wellness check on him the other day because he was saying, you know, things that were a little bit scary on social media. So I'm worried about him as a person. He's a young guy, though, you know, so if we're, you know, he's able to move things in the direction they need to go, I would still not give up on that as the core, because they've got an exciting young team built around him. They just really need him to be what he needs to be.
Yeah, I wouldn't blow it up, but they seem like they're blowing themselves up. Whether it's the Josh situation, the Dylan Brooks situation, it's just a lot surrounding this organization and the team that they need to get a hold of, even if they want to attract somebody in free agency or via trade to make their team stronger to compete in the West. They've got to get a hold of the issues that they got in Memphis right now.
What are we really talking about, you know, when you say blow it up? What's the core? Dre, what would you define as the core?
Ja and I'm sorry. Yeah, John Jackson. My man said Dylan Brooks, and it took it a whole different direction. Right. I was all serious. Now I'm laughing. But
right.
But yeah.
So the point is, it comes down to Ja. Not just can he get it together off the court so he can at least be consistently what he is on the court, but can he become the type of player that elevates his teammates? You know, like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are both excellent and work very well together and able to make deep runs. But the idea that they make each other, that they don't make each other better, I think is valid in the sense that they don't make each other greater than the sum of their parts. And that's what I haven't seen from Ja yet, even as a player. The team too often performs as well without him as they do with him because he's an incredible – I think he's the best show in sports right now along with Mahomes. But he's now got to take it to that next – so there are a couple of steps. One, he's got to get his life together. And then two, as a player on the court, let me see him make the people around him better with more than just his own excellent play from him being so good. Make them all better too.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Helicopter coming to get him.
Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown will be in Game 6. Getting the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. They'll be in the zone in Game 6. Getting the Zone, AutoZone. Benjamin in Los Angeles.
Barbecue.
What's up, Key?
I wonder if they'll be eating barbecue.
after the series. Benjamin in Los Angeles, you're on KJM with Andre Snellings.
What's up, y'all? You know, man. One thing I want to say, man. Not a couple things, but AD, man, they got to do they're going to have to break that up, bro. I'm sorry. It's been 3 years, man. Try to, you know, find a trade for him, bro, and just get some pieces that's major pieces because you can still – people still want to do something, you know. So I'm going to have to say break that up. And then, but as far as with Miami, man, I lived in Florida. I know Stacey probably ain't happy right now, but – it's looking bad, man. It's looking bad. And I'm going to tell you something that caught my attention. In that game 4, I saw in them huddles, they was paying attention to the coach, to Joe. I don't know how to say his last name, but no disrespect on that. But in that game 4, they was zoned in on him. I was noticing they was kind of like disregarding him before. They was zoned in. That's a major – people don't understand how major that is. That showed me something. So – It's looking kind of ugly with Gabe Vincent being out. It's looking kind of ugly for Miami, man. And then the last one, at least, Max, your food credentials. After you told the world that you eat your children's leftover dinosaur shaped pterodactyl nuggets. Your food credentials, man. You lost them, man.
Okay, so in other words, you're just passing that up. You're hungry and you're passing that up, huh?
Man, not the dinosaur shaped pterodactyl nuggets, bro. I can't mess with them.
Knuckles, he said. Knuckles. He said knuckles. Man, I'll tear them up and be happy about it too. Not as happy
but
as
you'll
if
eat
I'm
anything,
getting good.
You like
getting...
Mikey though. You'll eat anything.
Yeah,
Max,
yeah, that's right.
You eating box macaroni and cheese.
I don't love it, but I'll do it. That's right.
That's done. You know, my whole mindset is thrown off since you told me he ate crab macaroni and cheese.
It take literally 15 minutes. After you boil the noodles. So all in all, you probably a 25-minute preparation to do yourself a small macaroni and cheese.
But first of all, I don't eat any of that stuff because I'm trying to get the gut off, right? But for the summer. So I look right at the barbecue.
But the
point
rules.
Is, my daughter, my youngest daughter, you know how kids get funny like that? That's the only kind of mac and cheese she'll eat is that. I'm like, it's disgusting. You really want this? So I make it for her anyway. Then she doesn't eat the whole thing. And that's when I do it. It's not very but good, you but you know what? Good enough. I'll tear it up.
Max, you. I done already had this. I don't like to get involved in one's statements of finances or whatnot.
Yeah.
You make too much damn money to eat box macaroni and cheese, man.
One would
I'm
think.
Just being 100 with you.
One would
you,
think.
You say you want to get the pounds off and look a certain way. What the hell you think's in that stuff?
No, of course. I agree. Now, by the way, I haven't touched it recently. I will just say this. There are certain areas of life where I believe people are hung up on standards when the real issue is preferences. I don't think there's anything as such thing as standards. I think it's all just preferences.
Yeah, well, you
I prefer my macaroni and cheese to taste good.
100%.
Sure, me
there
too.
There you go.
I prefer it to taste good, but I'll eat it, period. Willie in Los Angeles, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
You got to turn down your radio, first of all, Willie. Willie?
Now, isn't it nice to hear you guys' argument from 30 seconds ago?
I think we should shut down Willie and pick another guy or gal. Max Kellerman, wake up.
Okay. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Andre Snelling's with us. We are heading into the Memorial Day weekend. This is what bothers me, Key. Yeah. The Celtics. The fact that the Lakers were
the
in.
The game's over, man. We talking about the holiday. Damn that game.
Wait a minute. The Lakers were in every single game against the Nuggets but got swept. It would destroy me if the Celtics, who got blown out in Game 3 on the road down 0-3, were to come back and make these finals, especially because they'd be live to win the whole thing.
Put it this way.
Yeah.
One of the two teams is trying to ruin somebody's Memorial Day holiday. Either the Celtics will be back at home and celebrating it and enjoying Monday with their family and friends.
Right.
Or the Celtics will be preparing to win a Game 7 on Saturday at the crib.
And where will you be watching the game, Andre?
Oh, I'm going to be watching it at the crib, you know, starting to get the stuff marinated, you know, getting ready for Monday.
Mm-hmm. Are you grilling it as it marinated, or are you putting it in coals in wood-burning grill?
No, I'm not grilling it as I marinate it, you know what I'm saying? And my wife is actually probably doing the seasoning because she's much better at that kind of thing than me. But
you're not putting it on gas fire, please tell
me. Oh, absolutely not. No. We don't even own a gas grill. Like, that's blasphemous.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because then we dive into the cultural thing when you start messing around with gas grills with barbecue.
Yeah, it ain't a cookout or a barbecue if you cooked it in gas. Like, you know, I don't even know if we can be friends anymore.
Yeah, Pat.
Gas grills are fine.
Pat, Max is right. You guys are snobs. Gas grills are totally fine. No,
it's not. The food tastes great still. It doesn't taste as good as if you have coals or whatever.
Barbecue
you're
sauce
a snob. You're a rich snob.
Big fat burger on a grill and it's on gas and you guys pass it up. You pass it right this way. Pass it right this way.
We're talking about putting ribs and stuff on a gas grill.
Yeah. I agree.
I got to show you how to eat.
I agree with that. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.